Americans get first taste of Chinese censorship after fleeing TikTok for Red Note. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 16, 2025. Chinese app Red Note, known in China as Xiaohongshu and often described as the Chinese version of Instagram, is blocking posts about the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre and Uyghurs as U.S. TikTok users migrate to the platform ahead of the likely ban in the United States this Sunday. Startled Westerners are also learning that China's platforms don't take kindly to woke LGBT content. New American Red Note users are finding that they are prohibited from discussing certain topics on the Chinese platform, which has jumped to the top of the Apple App Store and downloads ahead of TikTok's January 19 ban, according to a report by The Wrap. The Chinese app reportedly has a rule ordering users to share what it calls the correct view of history. On Wednesday, the outlet conducted its own experiment on Red Note, finding that the Chinese platform quickly censored a post that included the famous photo of Tank Man, the unidentified man who famously stood in front of Chinese tanks. The Red Note post, which included the caption, "Does anyone know what happened to Tank Man at Tiananmen Square in 1989?" was slapped with a violation and blocked from the view of other users within 5 minutes of being published. "Please abide by community standards when creating," the violation notice read. Red Note reportedly outlines 4 main rules that users must follow on its platform, which include complying with the Chinese constitution and laws and regulations, practicing the core values of socialism, promoting patriotism, collectivism, and socialism, and spreading the correct view of history, nationality, country, and culture. Another topic quickly censored on Red Note was the mention of the Chinese Communist Party's treatment of its Uyghur population, which had been sent to internment camps in China. Upon trying to publish Uyghur-related content, Red Note said the post needed to be reviewed in order to help create a safe, harmonious and beautiful environment, The Wrap reported. An NPR report notes that the type of woke degenerate content popular on TikTok is also facing censorship. "Welcome, but do not say anything about LGBTQ+. Thank you," wrote a user in Beijing, in one example reported by Newsweek. The Advocate reported that some American users have had their content removed or accounts suspended, including one woman who was banned for wearing a low-cut top in one video and mentioning trans plight in another. Notably, Red Note's real name, Xiaohongshu, translates to Little Red Book in English, a nod to Chair Mao's The Little Red Book. Moreover, Red Note and Lemonade, considered a mix of Instagram and Pinterest, have been advertised on TikTok ahead of the app's U.S. ban, and have both soared in downloads on Apple this week, The Wrap reported. TikTok's parent company ByteDance, meanwhile, has reportedly been paying TikTok influencers to post about Lemonade, which it also owns. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.